You're tuned into KTOO's Juno Afternoon. I'm your host, Shelley Delaney. My final guest today is Michelle Morel. Hi, Michelle.
Hello.
And Michelle is the featured artist for the month of November at Juno Artist Gallery. Michelle, this summer you taught yourself a new technique for making art. A couple of them, actually. Do you want to tell us about that?
Well, I didn't really teach myself. You know, I read a lot of books before I even started. So, you know, teaching myself, I just bumbled around. I did start doing encaustic painting, and I did finally do some reduction firing in my kiln and did some chenille glazes. And what would you like to start with? Would you like to start with the painting?
Yeah, let's start with encaustic painting. I know it has something to do with wax, but please tell us more.
It is. It's painting with wax, basically. And it's a very old practice. The Greeks were famous for it. I think most of those statues that we see, that we admire, the marble ones, were originally painted in wax. You see pictures of caskets, sarcophagi that have been painted in wax during the Greek period in Egypt. Basically, you just kind of somehow get the wax onto your board, which you've prepared with some kind of gesso, which has to be special. It's all very sort of technical. And then at the end, you have to fuse everything with heat or a hot lamp or something. And that is why it's called encaustic. At least that's my understanding. It's the final burning in to harden everything and make it fuse together. There's some good books out on it. There's a Claire Dunn on Kindle, or you can get it on Amazon. Has an encaustic studio for the starving artist that is really worth reading, because a lot of these materials can get to be quite expensive if you go the high route, and they don't need to be.
Well, how long did it take you to master this technique?
Well, I don't think I'll ever master it, but I struggled on the first one for a whole couple days, and things went faster after that. I'm more comfortable with it now. But, you know, I'm always learning new tricks, new things, and finding new tools. So it's just an ongoing process. But I am enjoying it more. So I guess if that's called mastering, at the point where you're actually enjoying it, then I'm at that point.
Can you describe what one of your final projects look like, working with the encaustic painting method?
Oh, well, you know, I've been doing things that I normally do in watercolor or acrylic. So I haven't been doing what you typically think of encaustic, that are pretty abstract usually. I've been doing landscapes or flowers or the like, and they come out differently because it's a different medium, and I kind of enjoy that. I'll have a bunch of them on display at the Juno Artist Gallery. If anybody has the time to, and they're downtown, they could stop in and take a peek and see. I did send you one, but I don't know if it got through in the email.
Oh, I'm very sorry. I didn't see it, but I can try to add it to our web post.
Oh, that's okay.
Afterwards. Let's move on to the other techniques that you learned this summer, the chenille glaze firing, and I think you said reduction firing. Can you just talk about those?
Well, in reduction firing, you've got oxidation and you've got reduction. What reduction means is you take the oxygen out. And I've always been afraid to do that, because when you fire things, you're burning them, you're oxidizing it, and taking the oxygen out always seemed like, well, what if it explodes or some other untoward thing, although I know they did it constantly at UAS and did some beautiful glazes. So I finally did that and really dampered it down, and I think I got some fairly decent glazes out of it. I did some Malcolm Davis red art chenille, not all the red art, which is a red clay and makes it kind of reddish if you do it right. I did that, and I got some tans and some reds, and it's carbon trapped, so I've got some blacks in there. But it wasn't too bad for the first try, although, you know, we did a lot better at UAS. Well, the instructors did, and the students who fired fired it, basically made them come out beautiful. But it's a work in progress. And I thought, since this is my third time as featured artist with the gallery, I've been there like 16 years, I thought I should do something different that I hadn't done before. So if anybody wants to stop by and look, they're there to see. Also, everyone else has wonderful displays right now. We're kind of, we all have our own sections in the gallery, and there's quite a variety of stuff to see and things to look at.
Well, we've been talking about your new techniques and your new work. How would you describe the work that's on your permanent display? What are some things you have worked with in the past?
I play around with a lot of different media, and pottery, printmaking, acrylic. I don't do oils. I've done oil crayons, but not oils. Mostly I do watercolors and acrylics and printmaking. With this new medium, I've just kind of followed along with the sort of things that I normally do, which is representative art. It's not photorealistic, but it's not abstracted that much either.
What sort of subjects inspire you, or do you like to focus on?
Well, I used to like to do children a lot. I haven't done that in years, but I do a lot of landscapes, water, boats sometimes. I'm kind of getting into structural things, what they call, I guess, hardscapes, but not, that's usually referring to parks and things like that. But I mean, buildings and the likes of that, I like to throw in some of those as well. In the past, I've just thrown in mostly boats, but we don't have that many in Juneau. You can go down and sit in the harbor, and there are a lot of boats there, but it really isn't a fishing village or anything like that. So the just the general landscape is what I've been doing, and flowers. I hardly have done very few figure paintings in the past 15 years. I probably should get back into it.
There's always time.
Yeah. There's never time enough to do everything.
Where can we see some examples of your work? Do you have a website, or is anything posted online?
No, I used to have a website. I think if you go to the Juneau Artist Gallery website, there are a few things posted there. I don't do anything in Etsy. Presently, I think you just have to go to the gallery.
Yes, that's exactly what I was about to say. So that's the Juneau Artist Gallery. It's down on Franklin Street. And will the exhibit be open on First Friday, next Friday, 4:30 to 7, the usual times?
We won't be open till 7. We don't plan to be. We plan to close at 5:30, but we may be open till 6 on Friday. The exhibit will be up Tuesday when we open. This coming Tuesday, I'll have it up.
All right. And go ahead.
Anybody can drop by anytime. You know what, with COVID, we're not doing great crowds and big openings like we normally do. In fact, we won't be serving food this first Friday either because of COVID. But people are certainly welcome to come in. It's never that crowded, and you can feel comfortable. Provide masks if you don't have masks, and hand washing materials. And we're pretty much in tune with the present situation. But still, you can come in and feel comfortable looking around and not have to worry about getting infected or anything like that.
Okay, so it sounds like there's some capacity issues have been considered, and there's plenty of safety precautions that you can take if you want to come down to the exhibit, Juneau Artist Gallery, and see the work of Michelle Morel trying out a couple of new techniques. Michelle, thank you very much for speaking with me today. Is there anything else you'd like to share with our audience before we say goodbye?
No, thank you so much for having me.
It was lovely to speak with you, and lots of luck getting up your exhibit. I will try to come by and take a look.
Thank you.
Take care.
Take care.